Now, I wonder, have any of you had a party recently that you've invited friends to? Anybody had a party? Birthday party, maybe? Or anniversary celebration? Or housewarming party? Perhaps a meal that you invited some people to? Oh, I've got somebody over here, look. It doesn't have to be just children. It could be grown-ups as well. You know, if you've had a party, let me know. What's your name?
Chloe.
Say that again.
Chloe.
Chloe, what was your party?
A birthday party.
A birthday party. Did you invite lots of people? You did. Who came?
People from my school.
People from your school. How did you invite them? Did you write them a little note or did you just ask them?
Asked them.
You just asked them, did you? Jolly good. Well done. Was it a good party? Yeah. It was a good party. Fantastic. Anybody else had a party or a meal? I'm going to go right up. Oh, yes, I'm going to come to you in just a minute. Tell us about your party.
I had a 40th birthday party, and it was a fancy dress.
Fancy dress. What did you dress up as?
I dressed up as a Dalmatian.
Oh. Did anybody see this? A few of us did.
My wife dressed up as Cruella de Vil.
Interesting. Perhaps we can ask them about that afterwards. And did you send out invitations?
I did,
You did, yes, lots of invitations.
Lots of invitations.
Good, excellent. Thank you, well, that's good. So, obviously, quite a few of us have had parties. I've got an invitation from a party as well. You don't usually keep invitations from parties, do you? You sort of throw them away once you've been to the party. That's it, we've done that, we've sorted that, so you don't bother. But we kept this invitation, and let me just read it to you. Her Royal Highness the Queen and His Royal Highness Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, invite Mr. and Mrs. Chris James to a royal garden party at Buckingham Palace. Ooh, you're impressed now, aren't you? Ooh, yeah. On Monday the 23rd of July 2007 from 4 to 6. So there you go. We kept that invitation to Yvonne and myself. And if you're nice and polite afterwards, we might grant you an audience and we'll tell you all about it. So that's a special invitation. Very special invitation.
Well, wasn't it great that Chris had that party invitation to see the actual Queen? But I think I can go perhaps one better. Well, depends on who you are, you see, because I received a party invitation from this person, Archie McPherson, Scottish celebrity, and I received an invitation from him way back a long time ago, inviting me because I was a student at Edinburgh University. Archie McPherson was a sports commentator who English people saw him occasionally, but in Scotland he was like Gary Lineker, but better looking. So I received that invitation and I was invited because I was one of the first year students at the university to represent first years at a reception with Archie McPherson. I was terribly excited, and I spent ages telling everybody about my invitation, deciding what I would wear. And then on the day, my friends told me they had made the invitation up. And this was before computers were even invented. They had typed it all up on posh paper, and I was so gutted. And do you know what? I had to pretend it was really funny. Ha, ha, ha. It was not funny. It wasn't funny at all. And I was so upset because I had thought I had been specially chosen to meet Archie McPherson, Scottish celebrity, and I hadn't. Because invitations are a big deal and they make us feel special. So in the story that we read, I hope you've got your brains going now, so you ready? In the story that we read, it's a Bible story with some little bits added. Who can tell me the answer to the question I'm going to give you in a minute, all right? In other words, I've missed out a bit. I'm going to go back. So when we hear Jesus talking about this party, people would have thought, I wonder who Jesus would invite to his party. Because he was actually a bigger celebrity then than Archie McPherson. Because he was going around and people were following him and trying to hear what he was going to say. And they would have wondered who he invited. And when people heard who was on his invitation list, they would have been really interested. And Jesus told this story, and he had a message for people. Can anyone remember or work out what message he could have had for people? Now, there's a few answers here. What do you think the story means? When Jesus was saying, I was going to invite all those different people to the party, what do you think it means? Let's have a go. Margaret?
Jesus loves everybody.
Jesus loves everybody. That's a great answer. How did we know that from the story?
Because he invited everyone in the story.
That's exactly right. Anyone got another answer? Or should we go with Margaret? I think that's a great answer. I'm going back up. Unless someone's got something else, because there could be something else from it. We'll go with Margaret. I think what the story means to me is that no one will feel like I did when I found out I wasn't going to the party. When Jesus invites people, everyone's invited, even people who you wouldn't think would come. Jesus wants us all to be in his house and celebrating with him. And that is amazing, because actually, although Archie McPherson was great, and although the Queen is great, they're only human beings. And Jesus is God's son. And God wants us to be with him. God wants to invite us. That's why it's amazing. So that's the first thing about Jesus' invitation. I've spent a long time on my apostrophes, by the way. So if I get any of them wrong, let me know. Jesus' invitation. Jesus is inviting everyone. Jesus is inviting everyone to something great. That's the first thing that we can learn from that story. And I want us to think about another verse from the Bible where Jesus gives a special invitation to one group of people. And it's this. Jesus says, come to me. He's inviting us. Come to me, all you who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. I'm going to read it again. Come to me, all of you who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. From Matthew chapter 11. People who learned it when they were a child remember, and they might have said, if you're weary and heavy laden. So Jesus singles out this group of people, anyone who feels weighed down with troubles. So today, I'm not going to speak for long. I've only got three little things to say. The first one is that Jesus is inviting us all. The second one is that if you feel tired, if you've got a heavy load on your shoulders, then Jesus wants to help you carry that load. Look at this poor lady. I know that's straw, but straw's heavy when you've got as much of it as that. And this lady's got a heavy burden, and sometimes we feel like that. Maybe because of cares and worries. Maybe because we've got lots to do and lots of responsibility. Whatever it is, Jesus says, I don't want you to be like this lady staggering along on her own. I want to help you. Jesus says he'll help us with our burdens. So that's a special invitation Jesus gives. One group of people he singles out. Yes, there's all those people, the blind and the lame and all the people who wouldn't normally be invited. And then he also says, if you feel weary and tired, if you've got lots of responsibility or cares, come to me. Now, how do we do that? You know, sometimes in our world, it seems like if we can't cope on our own, we're failures. But that's not what the Bible says. That's not what Jesus says. And every Sunday, week after week, you have people under the cross who will pray with you if you want to share your burden with them. Or we can talk to God direct. It's amazing, isn't it? We can take our problems to Jesus. We can cast our burdens on him. We shouldn't carry them by ourselves. So that's Jesus' invitation. He's inviting us to come and help, and he will help us with the loads we carry. Our last thought then today, the third thing about Jesus' invitation is that it's our job to pass it on. Here's a nice little thing, the big welcome. Lots of churches in the country are doing a big welcome Sunday next week, and we're doing it next week and the week after because we've got so much going on. So what the big welcome is about is saying to people, Jesus is inviting you. We're inviting you to come to church. We're inviting you to meet Jesus. And what we've just heard is that we've got two really good things to say to people. We can say to people, you know, everyone's invited. We can say, Jesus, we want you to come. Everyone, even people who we wouldn't think would want to come, might like to come to church. And we can say to people, you know, when I go to church and when I pray, it helps me because God helps me get through life. God helps me with the troubles of life. And when I go to church, I feel supported. I can talk to people. We've got good things to say in our invitation. We can say to our friends, when we come to church, it's fun and we have good times and we like church. And it's not maybe what they would think of. So this is about saying, no ceremony, no dress code, no, just welcome. No question. That's what next Sunday is about and the Sunday after. Next Sunday, most of us will be here, won't we? Who's going to be here next week? Hands up. Come on, confess. Good. Who's not sure? Depends how today goes. Yeah? Next week, lots of us will be here, but who else will be here with us? Will we be looking around and seeing just the same faces that we can see now? Check out who's sitting next to you. Check out. Is it going to be just them next week? And the church will be all geared up. Actually, we do know there's going to be some visitors because there's a dedication service next week. Everything's going to be geared up so that it'll be welcoming and a good service for people to come to if they've not been to church for a while. And so we'll be sitting there going, oh, do you know what? I wish I'd asked somebody, one of our friends, to come with us. Or will we have asked our friends and they'll all have said either yes or no? Can't really say more than that apart from maybe. But will we be just us here or will there be some people, our friends and neighbours? Of course, we can all take part next week, can't we? Because we can all be welcoming to people who we don't recognise, whether we've brought anyone with us or not. But I don't want any of us to be sitting here thinking, if only I had asked my friend because she would really have liked this service. So that's next week. And the week after, on your chairs, who's got one of these under their chairs, if they're not sitting on it, on or under? Something like this. Have a look. They're on every second chair. The big welcome. If you've got friends who you could give a card to, on the back it's got a little map of the church. Next Sunday, 29th rather, harvest celebration. And in the evening, an international evening, a cafe-style church service with an African feel. Cafe style means there is food also, yeah? So those are two other great events. So we've got three things next Sunday and the Sunday after to ask people to. Because Jesus' invitation is a good one. Can we actually get ourselves organized enough to ask people to these things? Or will we just walk out of church today and it'll be like one of those Doctor Who episodes where they do a brain wipe on us? You know, we're out, all right, that's it, over, on we go. Or can we ask someone to come next week and the week after? That's my challenge to us today. So two things, really. If you're feeling weary and tired and heavy laden, Jesus has an invitation for you. Come to me and I'll help carry your burdens. If you feel you don't belong, Jesus says, you do. You belong in my family, in my party. I think that might be three things. The third thing is, we're going to invite other people. We're going to invite other people for next week and for the week after so that we can share the good news of Jesus and all the good things that we do together here at church with other people. So let's talk to God. Thank you, Jesus, that your invitation is for everyone. Now we pray that you'll help us to understand that that invitation is for us. That you want us to be part of your family and your party. And thank you that especially you care for people who've got heavy burdens. And we pray that you'll help us to bring them to you. And finally, we pray that you'll help us to reach out to other people. Amen.